There seems to be a recurring theme through this season about learning how to be a teacher. The crystalling, on your marks, no second prances, and the cart before the ponies each had their own lessons which could be applied to those in a teaching position. But Buckball season reminded me of an aspect of these lessons that I've slowly been learning myself over the last couple years. Applejack and Rainbow Dash asked Fluttershy and Pinkie Pie to help them win their upcoming Buckball game. In doing so, Fluttershy and Pinkie Pie discovered a new passion as well as a hidden talent. It was then that Rainbow Dash and Applejack took on a coaching role to try to make them as good as possible for the game. However, they hit a common pitfall by defaulting to teaching in the way that they would be best taught. In this case, they are best motivated by pressure and competition, so they tried to instill that drive into their friends. But Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy perform at their best when they're just having fun. Because Applejack and Rainbow Dash weren't able to pick up on this, it was almost too late by the time that they noticed the pattern. When I was into a sport, I took it very seriously. My training meant a quality of life for both myself and my loved ones. I worked very hard to acquire health and knowledge of the human body through it, and through that strength and knowledge, I could help my friends who couldn't help themselves, of which I had quite a few at the time. I advanced very quickly in my academy, and I competed as often as possible to measure my progress against others and find where I could improve. Just like Applejack and Rainbow Dash, I thrived on that pressure, and even more so like them, I tried to instill this drive into my students once I started coaching. I wanted my students to be better than me, and the same kind of brutal discipline that I thrived in was the only way that I knew how to achieve this. While I succeeded for a fair number of students, at the same time, again, I was much like Applejack and Rainbow Dash. As a result, attendance in the kids' class cut itself in half. My boss asked me to find a middle ground so that the attendance would retain itself, but we were quietly glad that I had weeded out those who weren't dedicated so that we could teach the art in its true form. However, looking back on this now, I'm not nearly as certain of that mentality. Buckball was another thing these friends could bond over with each other as well as potentially make new friends within. If Applejack and Rainbow Dash hadn't learned how to appeal to them, then anything Buckball related would have become unpleasant in the minds of Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy. In the best case scenario, it's merely a missed opportunity to grow their physical and interpersonal health. In the worst case scenario, this could strain the friendship. And this makes me wonder how many people that I've driven off by projecting my motivations onto those who sought to learn from me, rather than seeing how it was that I could help them as a teacher. It's a point of pride for me that those who were willing to endure my usual methods gained a lot of strength through them. However, all of the major highlights of which I am most proud, such as when I figured out how to help people through various emotional, mental, and physical handicaps, and subsequently their families who struggle with them, all of these things occurred during the times when I was being empathetic as a coach. The stakes were low in this episode. I don't believe much harm or strain would have come to the friendships between Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, and Fluttershy. But similar situations can be found elsewhere in life, as well as other episodes which drastically raise those stakes. For example, imagine if Zephyr Breeze was Rainbow Dash's brother instead of Fluttershy's. What if Rainbow Dash had tried to encourage him with the same method she used in Buckball season? Zephyr probably would have rather tried his luck in the forest, which likely would have ended in the worst way possible. Try to imagine for a moment if you tried these methods in a similar context. However, there is another side to this episode which can benefit those who relate more closely to Fluttershy and Pinkie Pie. Quite simply, no matter who you are or how well you react to different types of encouragement, there will always be stressful situations and outside pressure. If you find yourself cracking under that pressure, then the best thing you can do is stop yourself, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and do whatever you need to do in that moment to clear your mind. Snails, albeit unintentionally, truly had the best method for handling this kind of pressure. by not thinking about it. It may take some practice, for which I highly recommend frequent meditation, but if you can get yourself to a state of Zen where the outside forces that you cannot control flow around you rather than knocking you over, then you will be much more likely to overcome the anxiety of that situation. So just don't think about it. There is nothing to lose, but the stress and fear will hinder your ability to perform. However, do not become absent-minded either, or allow yourself to shut down. This will only make you ignorant and cause you to become a victim of the circumstances surrounding you, as well as others who seek to take advantage of your naivete. By achieving this Zen, you will become stronger in the moment, allowing yourself to make better decisions. Then, when the moment has passed, you will be stronger for having endured it, and the next challenge you face will be that much easier. Because Applejack and Rainbow Dash were able to figure out what type of encouragement works on their friends, they were able to gain another point of bonding, make new friends, and help Fluttershy and Pinkie Pie overcome anxiety. They may not have had anything to lose, but they gained so much. So when that day comes that we find ourselves in a teaching position, if we can balance our methods with proper encouragement through empathy, as well as clear our mind so that we are not hindered by the stressful outside stimuli which we cannot control, then maybe we can do the same. And that's the moral of the story. If you have a topic you would like to hear discussed, you can drop your suggestions by following Brawny Buck on Tumblr or sending an email to bronydebates@gmail.com. Feel free to check out my Patreon to see how you can support my channel and what you'll get in return. This video was sponsored by Irish John's Short Films and Animations, as well as all of my other generous supporters. Have a great day, and I look forward to hearing from all of you soon.